Finance Now with Pat McGrath.
Good morning, Ellen. Well, markets on Wall Street have closed higher despite some disappointing economic data overnight. So some official figures show that the US economy shrank by an annualized rate of 1% during the first 3 months of this year. So that's the first backward step in 3 years, but has been mostly blamed on a particularly bitter winter during the quarter and some bigger than expected trade deficit figures that also came out. So there's doubts about whether there is another recession on the horizon in the US, and that perhaps explains why markets on Wall Street closed slightly higher. So the Dow has closed 0.4% higher on 16,698 points, and the S&P 500 gained 0.5% to 1,920. And the Australian share market is expected to follow that trend higher when it opens later this morning. In futures trade, the ASX SPY 200 is slightly higher at 5,539 points. The Australian dollar has edged up slightly and is now just above 93 US cents. It's buying 94.62 Japanese yen, 55.65 British pence, and is just above 68.39 euro cents. And that's the latest from the markets.
Thanks very much for that, Pat.